Bigger, not necessarily better.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Obama administration is teaming up with some members of Congress this week to try to lay down some rules for companies they think are too big to fail. The administration plans to introduce legislation that would make it easier for the government to take control of a troubled financial institution, oust management, and restructure debts. The other big issue on Capitol Hill right now is, of course, health care. Some news out on that this morning. A report from Thomson Reuters says the U.S. healthcare system wastes around $700 billion a year. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
According to the report, much of the waste comes from what it calls unnecessary care, the overprescription of antibiotics and overuse of tests to insure against malpractice claims. Healthcare fraud accounts for another big cost. That comes in the form of fake Medicare claims and kickbacks for referrals for unnecessary services, among other things. A hefty amount is wasted on medical mistakes, and the report says billions are spent on preventable conditions, illnesses that could have been treated much more cheaply if the patient had gone to a doctor when their symptoms first started. Administrative inefficiency and lack of coordination also eat up funds. When healthcare providers don't talk to each other or share medical records, tests tend to get duplicated. Patients get treatment they don't need or that isn't right for them. That costs around $25 to $50 billion a year. If all this sounds like a lot of paperwork, the report says the average U.S. hospital spends a quarter of its budget on billing and administration. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The markets are looking pretty good this Monday morning. In Asia, Tokyo's Nikkei index climbed 0.75%. In Europe, London's FTSE is up 0.3%. Germany's DAX has added 0.6%. Last week, U.S. markets lost ground after some disappointing corporate earnings. The world of finance is, by most accounts, a man's world. But the fairer sex looks to be gaining a little ground. Word this morning that a new fund is launching that would focus on investing in companies where women have major roles. Stephen Beard reports.
The Women's Leadership Fund aims to invest $2 billion in companies where women play a major role. This is not a solely feminist initiative. The firm setting up the fund believes it will lead to higher returns. It claims that companies with lots of female directors usually outperform. For one thing, it seems women keep the men under control. Female executives tend to curb excessive male risk-taking. The fund has got some high-profile support. Cherie Blair, wife of the former UK Prime Minister, is on board. But the omens are not entirely favourable. A similar, though much smaller, fund has not fared well. Amazon Euro had assets of $27 million in 2007. Last year they fell to less than $5 million. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. And by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. American Public Media presents Early Lessons, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
They say a sucker is born every minute, and it seems like you could say the same thing about internet scams. Whether it's a Nigerian prince whose funds are tied up in an offshore bank, or a major cash prize you've won that requires you to set up a pricey account, internet scamsters are always coming up with clever new ways to part us from our money. Well, one woman decided to give as good as she got. Diana Grove is the author of .cond. Hi, Diana. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So how did you get started?
Well, I was selling something online, and I got a response from overseas with a lot of very fishy wording, a lot of misspellings, and it didn't take me long to figure out I was involved in an internet scam. So I decided, well, you know, two can play at that game. I think I'm just going to con this guy back.
I mean, you had someone agreeing to marry you.
I did, yes.
And you were a ventriloquist, a taxidermist, a coal miner, a metaphysical accountant.
Yes.
How did you come up with these characters?
Well, you know, I live in New Orleans, so all you have to do is go for a walk and you meet these bizarre characters and you're constantly filled with inspiration.
Do we know where most of these cons come from?
A lot of these cons come from Nigeria, China, and the UK. The Internet Crime Complaint Center claims that last year we lost over $260 million in Internet fraud. And actually, it's Nigeria's largest export. So the Nigerian government is not necessarily trying to shut this down because it's what pays the bills.
What sort of surprised me, and I guess maybe it shouldn't have surprised me, but there are real people behind these scams. I mean, you were engaging with them for a long time.
Oh, yeah. These guys are just normal guys. You know, they're not any different than, say, telemarketers or people that work for the phone company or the insurance company. I mean, they were such hard workers and they were so polite and I could always rely on them. Their emails would always be there for me in the morning. And I mean, sure, they're trying to con me out of my money every day, but there was, you know, there's a certain consistency there and there's a comfort level in consistency.
They were very consistent. It seemed like the cons often followed sort of a similar trajectory.
Well, yeah, these cons are not new. I mean, these are classic fraud schemes. The only thing new is the medium, the Internet. And, you know, there are investment cons. There are inheritance cons. You know, if you're trying to sell something, there are rental cons.
You won the Irish lottery.
I did win the Irish lottery.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't even know if there is an Irish lottery, but, you know, certainly a lot of people think there are because a lot of very smart people fall for this stuff.
Diana Grove is a humorist and the author of .conned. Diana, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Sunglasses maker Oakley is unveiling a line of $4,000 sunglasses today. They're made out of carbon fiber, a material usually used in sports cars and planes. No word yet on how they hold up if you sit on them. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.